This chazar zeh nesh b'chach has chushang v'vim yehudim tachti yivam as daf pei beis. Frekma, according to Yishlokish, since the Brisa is discussing a dissolved piece of meat, continuation from yesterday's Brisa, why in the second case of the Brisa where the tor chatas meat gets mixed into the tor chulin meat, does the chatas not become the bottle since the dissolved piece of meat is no longer significant? Rav Shisha Breider of Edi said, the first case of the Brisa is discussing where the meat became tummy with the tumah d'rabbanan, and that's why it's bottle. However, the second case of the Brisa is dealing with allowing the chatas meat to be eaten by a non-kehanim, which is an iser d'raisa. If the Brisa is discussing tumah d'rabbanan, meaning that the meat that was tummy d'raisa would not be nullified, so again, why does the Tana have to bring a contrasting case with a tar piece of meat that gets mixed into chulam? Why can't they just say that if it's tummy d'rabbanan, it becomes bottle? If it's tummy d'raisa, it does not become bottle, which shows the same contrasting result by sticking to the same case. Mar says, the Tana I thought it was a big chiddush to teach that Torah meat that got mixed into Torah meat does not become batel. And that's why it stuck to that type of case. Rabbi said the first case of the rice only deals with an issur that is a lav, not to eat tamei kodshim, and therefore becomes batel. The second case of the rice is dealing with an issur that carries karis, a non-kayan eating kodshim, and that's why it comes out different. In fact, my Rabbi himself says that once we're dealing with an issur deraisa, we don't treat it differently whether it's a lav or karis. So why would they be treated differently over here since they're both deraisa? Kasha, this remains shver. Ravashi said the reason why the second case is not bottle is because it's a davar sheyesh lematir, and the entire mixture may be eaten by a kohen even if the kachim is not bottle, and that's why it does not become bottle. Mar says, however, this is actually not correct, this answer, because davar sheyesh lematir means that something that is currently usher will become mutter to someone for whom it is currently usher. In this case, the kachim is mutter to the kohen all along. It was never usher to him, and therefore it was only usher to Yisrael. So to make a davar sheyesh lematir would mean it have to become mutter to Yisrael, who now it's usher, and that's not the case, and therefore it's not davar sheyesh lematir. We said earlier that Rabbi Yechanan said that Truman today's days is Deraisa. However, Braisa says if there are two boxes, one holding Chulin and one holding Truma, and two smaller Kalim, one holding Chulin and one holding Truma, and one Kali fell into one box, and the other Kali fell into the other box, we can assume that the Chulin fell into the Chulin and the Truma fell into the Truma. Rabbi Yechanan says on that Braisa, that's true even if the Chulin in the box was not more than the Truma and the Kali, they were equal. Now, if he holds Truma as Deraisa, how could he be so lenient? Mar says he'll say that this Braisa is following the view of that Truma in today's time is only Derabanan. However, he himself follows the view of Rabbi Yis, who says Deraisa. Fakma, does Rabbi Yechanan really hold that we don't need a majority when dealing with Yisurim Derabanan? We find that Rabbi Yechanan explains the Mishnah regarding a mikveh to mean that one may put in pusl water and remove valid water from a valid mikveh only ad ruboy, meaning until the majority. This suggests that if he does require a majority even regarding this pusl water for the mikveh, which is only pusl according to Derabanan. Mar says he means that he may not take out more than half of the valid water, but having an equal amount of valid water and possible water would taka be okay since it's only derabbanan. The second answer, Dr. Mar, it may be that he generally requires a majority even for an issur derabbanan. The reason why he allows the case where they are equal with the truma and the chulin, where the box and the keli where they are equal, is because over there there's an added chance that the truma keli actually fell into the truma box and the chulin keli fell into the chulin box. It may be that there's no issur that has to become bottle altogether. So when you have that, plus you mitzarif the fact that it's at least equal, that's why it's enough to rely on equal. You don't need rive in that case, even though it's a derabanan. Our Mishnah says that an androgyn is noisei, which suggests that he may get married the chatchila, which would seem to support Rabbi Yechanan's view that an androgyn is treated as a definite male. Mar says Rish Lakish would say that the Mishnah should be read as saying if he gets married, meaning that he should not get married the chatchila. Just as the next part of the Mishnah says that if an androgynist may not marry a male, over there it means even b'di'evet. The beginning of the Mishnah is also discussing where he married a woman b'di'evet. Rabbi Yechanan would say that the word noisei still means that it may be done even l'chatchila, and therefore he would say it's a riot to his view. From the fact that Rabbi Yechanan says in the Mishnah that an androgynist who lives with a male is chayiv skila, it must be that Tana Kama holds that he would not be chayiv misa, because Tana Kama is obviously uncertain whether the androgynist is treated like a male or a female. This is problematic according to Rabbi Yechanan. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan would say that the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yechanan agree that he would be chayiv misa. They argue whether they're chayiv misa only for having bia in a homosexual way, or even for having bia done in the female organ that this androgynous possesses. It would be chayiv misa in that way as well. But Yehuda says he would only be chayiv if it's done in a homosexual way, and the Tana Kama says he would be chayiv misa even if it's done with the female organ of the androgynous. Zaknamar, Rav says, the Shita Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah that an androgynous who is a kohen and entitled his wife to eat truma is contradicted and therefore overwritten by what Rabbi Yosi says in a Braisa, where he says that an androgynous is a distinct being, which the Chacham weren't certain whether to treat him as a male or a female. Maybe you say the Braisa is overridden by the Mishnah. Why are you saying the Mishnah is overridden by the Braisa? And for the Gemara, since Rabbi Yossi and the Braisa left Rav Shimon and made the statement in the Braisa on his own, it must be that he retracted from what he had said in the Mishnah. Shmuel says the Braisa is overridden by the Mishnah Takem. Maybe we should say the Mishnah is overridden by the Braisa, since we find that Shmuel normally follows a singular opinion when it's a more chomedic opinion. The Gemara Shmuel does not hold that way when the opinion uproots something that was stated in a Mishnah.